Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right, Sell, Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of the podcast. And for more information about the internet marketing services and social media training that I offer, I invite you to go to my website, GloriaRand.com. So in our last episode, I shared with you some tips and tools related to Instagram marketing to be able to help you engage better with your audience on Instagram. And today I'm going to share with you a few more tips and tools, about four more, I think. So I encourage you to go back in and find, the previous episode because I shared some of the things I talked about. One was an app to be able to help you, kind of make your pictures look a little better. It's called ViscoCam and I love that one. And just, some other good information, but let's dive right into it for today and get right to it. So let's give you some more tips on how you can connect with your target audience on Instagram. So the first tip I want to share with you is to actually post user-generated content, because even though many marketers want to just share their own products all the time, hoping and by, you know, some miracle that someone is actually a new person is going to click or purchase, because they have seen something new, but you know, a good way, a proven way, actually, I should say, to actually inspire action is to actually show your product kind of in the wild, you know, out in the real world, rather than, you know, a nice glossy picture, but show it being used. And Instagram is the perfect place to do this. Now, one way to do this now is to use an app like Regram, and this is actually available for iPhone users only right now. But if you know of one for Android, let me know. Share it with us, please. But anyway, Regram helps you to reshare a customer's photo of your product. And better yet, what you can also do is create your own hashtag and then invite your fans to tag your brand in their posts. So this way, you're not only going to get some great content to share, but you're going to get some referral marketing when they share their pictures with your network. And another good way to do this is you can incentivize the sharing with a contest or a coupon code. So keep that in mind as think about it. If you have a good product, you know, especially this is good for people who do like clothing. You know, if you make some type of clothing, whether it's shoes or shirts or something like that, that you market, that's a great way to be able to do it. But, you know, even if you have something else, like maybe you're a carpeting company, who knows, but if you can get people to, like, you know, share pictures of themselves using your carpet, well, that's a good, a great commercial as well. So consider doing that. Next tip I want to share with you, and I think I've mentioned this in podcasts in the past, but it's always good to bear repeating, is to make sure that you add a trackable link to your profile. So there in your profile, there's one place you can add a live link. It's the profile description. So the trend on Instagram is to use the caption to actually point people to that link. But it's important to do this strategically. Reference the link when you post a photo and then tell users where it's going to go. And even more important, why they should click. Because otherwise, you're probably not going to get any benefit from it. So you always, always want to give people a reason for that call to action. And if you want to be able to track it, now here's a good thing to do, is use a service like Bitly or Google's URL shortener. This way, you can create your own shortened link, add it to your Instagram profile description, and then you're going to be able to track click-throughs either with Google Analytics or if you add your own UTM parameters using their URL builder, or you can certainly track it with Bitly, because Bitly also has analytics that will allow you to see if people have clicked on your link. So this way you can see how changing your content and maybe even adjusting your call to action is going to impact your click-through rate. And that's one thing I need to actually do as I'm thinking about this, is because I do have a URL in my Instagram profile. I've got it, and I need to check it because it might be time for an update, because I haven't updated it in a while. And that's also a good thing to do, is to, you know, don't just keep your profile stagnant. You know, once in a while, go in and change things up. Maybe you have a new offer. Maybe you have written a new ebook or something like that, and go ahead and update that every once in a while, every month or every 2 months for sure. And so that you give people, especially because if you are active on Instagram and if you get new followers, you want to give people something new to be able to look at. Okay, next tip. Schedule posts at optimal times. And, you know, this goes for all social networking sites. All when you are, in order to be active, or effective really at being able to be able to engage your audience, is to make sure that you're posting when your audience is on the social networking site. So, there are some tools out there that can make this easier. One is called Viral Tag. And this service allows you to manage all of your content in one place so that you can edit your photos and prepare your captions. And then you can schedule your posts at a specific time or even automate your sharing. Another Instagram scheduling tool that you can try is called Latergram. And it also allows you to upload photos from your desktop and schedule posts to Instagram. And I'm going to check that one out. I have not tried Latergram yet, so I'm going to give that one a try and see how that works, because that would be lovely to be able to do. Following Instagram's rules, just so you know, any scheduling tool is going to require you to approve postings at the scheduled time by clicking a notification on your phone. But being able to plan and execute the majority of your posts in advance is absolutely going to help you to seize opportunities at key moments. So definitely keep that in mind. Finally, last thing I'm going to talk with you about today is to make sure that you're interacting with your audience. Because let's face it, interaction is key to a healthy social media strategy. And it's particularly important because people are looking for information on Instagram. So, again, I think I mentioned this at the beginning, but it bears repeating. The majority of Instagram users are under 30, and young people and teens in particular are asking questions, and they're looking for answers. So if you serve that market, this is a golden opportunity for you to be able to really serve that market effectively and be able to provide those answers and take some time. You know, plan out. This is one thing I do when I work with my clients, is I talk to them and help them to come up with a schedule for managing their social media. Because, of course, you know, we can't be on social media 24 hours a day. You know, we need to sleep. We need to eat. We need to be with our families, for heaven's sakes. And we have work, you know, that's whether that's growing our business, customer service, whatever it is. You've got to be able to do that. But that's not to say that you still can't schedule some time when you are going to be fully engaged on a social media platform like Instagram. Because that way, if you dedicate some time, this way you can be fully, you can take the time to fully engage with a potential customer. And, oh, another thing that you can consider doing is use a tool like Iconosquare. I love Iconosquare. I have used this before. That is a great way to be able to monitor comments and engage directly. And what's good about it is you can actually use this on the desktop. So it's, because I know some people are, a lot of people are on their phones all the time, but I'm still one of those. I'm old. I admit it. I'm old. I still am glued to my desktop. So I like it for that. So I encourage you to do that as well, because now you can actually reply to those comments straight from your desktop, which is a godsend for people like me. Okay, so I hope you've kind of taken some of these thoughts to heart and just know if you are going to be on Instagram, be able to help you to use this platform more effectively to grow your business. And because, you know, with more than 400 million users, Instagram is just growing and growing, and it's a great place to be. So that's going to do it for this edition of Write, Sell, Succeed. As always, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast. You can find us on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. And I would love it if you would leave us a review. That would be phenomenal as well. We're getting some more reviews on iTunes, and it's always lovely to see. And I would love to connect with you on social media as well. Like I say, I'm on Instagram, at Gloria Rand. I'm on Twitter, at Gloria Rand. Pretty much everywhere, it's Gloria Rand. I try to keep it simple. What can I say? So I'd love to hear from you there, and use the hashtag Write, Sell, Succeed so that I know that you have been listening to the podcast. That would be phenomenal. So, yeah, I think that'll do it. Until next time, I am Gloria Rand, wishing you all much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter, at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed.